listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt. I said my co-host, Matt. Matt? It's not like him to be late. I wonder where he could be. Well, listeners, I guess the show must go on, so it looks like I'm flying solo today. As you know, this season we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and so far we've learned about love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. But we've still got four more to go according to our verse, Galatians 5:22 through 23, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." So today, we're talking about goodness. On the count of three, let's say goodness. One, two, three, goodness!
I'm here!
Julie, I am so sorry I'm late for God's Big Story. But you are not going to believe what I just saw outside.
Matt, it's so good to see you. What did you see outside?
Well, I was just about here when out of the corner of my eye, something caught my attention. A flash, a streak of color, a swoosh, and a small breeze. And then I saw it right there in the tree, a perfectly constructed bird's nest. And Julie, it had tiny baby birds in it. And the mama flew right by me as she was bringing her baby some breakfast. I couldn't tear myself away. It was awesome.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I have so many questions, like, what were they eating for breakfast? And how many babies were there? And, was there a daddy bird there too?
Well, from what I could see, their breakfast was a big, juicy worm. I'm more of a pancake guy myself, but they seemed to really like it. I could only see the mama bird and four baby birds. Julie, they were so cute and fuzzy. They didn't have feathers yet, but they were so cute.
No feathers, huh? It's pretty chilly out there this morning, Matt. Do you think they were cold without feathers to keep them warm?
That's a good point, Julie. I don't know very much about birds myself, but we have a good friend who can tell us all about birds and any other animal. You know him. You love him. It's Guy the Zookeeper.
Yes! To the zoo we go.
Wow, Julie, the zoo sure is busy today. I hope we can find Guy. Oh, I know. Let's look at today's zoo schedule to see if we can figure out where he is.
Great idea, Matt. Yes, we're in luck. It says right here that he's in the aviary doing his bird talk right now. Let's go hurry and listen.
Some experts think there are as many as 18,000 species of birds in the world. 18,000 species of colorful, beautiful, talkative birds. Birds are everywhere. Some are big, some are small. Some fly and swim, and some don't. There are so many different varieties of birds to admire and observe. For example, let me give you a sneak peek at this bird right over here called a kookaburra. He's native to my home, Australia. You can see he's got a long beak, a puffy body, and a beautiful blue feathers.
Julie, look at all the different birds flying around Guy. They're so pretty.
I know, especially that kookaburra. Oh, wait, sounds like Guy is wrapping up. Let's move closer and see if we can talk with him.
And the kookaburra has a song that sounds a lot like a laugh. It goes a little something like this. Truly a spectacular bird. Alrighty, mates. That's all for today. Have a beautiful time here at the zoo.
Guy. Hey, Guy. Over here.
Well, hooly dooly, Mitt and Julie. What a surprise to see you two at the zoo today. Did you come for some bird watching?
More like bird learning, actually. Although, your bird show was awesome.
Hey, Guy. On my way to the show today, I saw some baby birds in a nest, and we had some questions we thought a bird expert like yourself could answer.
Of course. Birds are one of my specialties. How can I help?
Well, I noticed the baby birds I saw didn't have any feathers. They had some fluff and fuzz, but no feathers. How do they keep warm on crisp mornings like today without any feathers or blankets?
What a great question, Mitt. It shows you really care about God's creation. You know, Mitt, God cares about his creation too. He is good to provide for all he has made.
Good. Goodness. Hey, that's the fruit of the Spirit we're learning about today.
Excellent, Julie. God made everything, and he cares for all he has made. God is good to the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Now, about your question, Mitt, God has absolutely made a way for those featherless baby birds to keep warm. First, baby birds usually have brothers and sisters, and they snuggle together to keep warm. Second, and I know this may sound strange, but bird moms and dads sit on their babies to keep them warm. Lastly, many bird parents have what's called a brood patch. The brood patch is a portion of their chest that loses its feathers right before the babies are born. It helps the mom and dad birds transfer heat from them to their babies. Incredible! God is so good to care for all he has made.
So you're saying that God has designed birds to be able to care for and protect their babies. My goodness, that is goodness!
Yes! As always, you have been so helpful to us, Guy. Thanks for sharing what you know about birds and God.
You're so welcome, Julie and Mitt. I hope I've helped lessen some of the burden of learning about goodness. So long, mates.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. God, thank you for your word, and thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
Last week, we got to spend some time reviewing the first five fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. We learn that when we love and trust Jesus, he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us be more like Jesus. The Bible tells us that when we walk by the Holy Spirit, we will bear fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23 tells us what the fruit of the Spirit is.
Now today, we're going to learn about goodness. This is a word we use a lot. Sometimes we say, oh my goodness, or we talk about how this is good or that is good. Good food, good friends, good days. But we also know that God is good. It can be confusing. So let's see what the Bible, God's true word, has to say about goodness.
When Jesus was on earth, he spent a lot of time teaching people about God. He wanted everyone to know what God's kingdom was like. Jesus used stories and word pictures to help explain God's kingdom. He would often say, the kingdom of God is like, and then use an example they might understand.
One day, Jesus preached a sermon we call the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus and his 12 disciples went up on a mountain where Jesus began to teach. He taught them how to love, how to care for the needy, how to pray, and much more. In the middle of his sermon, Jesus tells his listeners not to worry about their needs because God is good to provide for them.
Let's get an even closer look at what Jesus said to the crowd of people from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. The passage we're going to read can be found in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25-27. I'll give you a moment to find it. Matthew 6, 25-27. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Matthew 6, 25 to 27 says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?"
Jesus is reminding the people that God is good. God takes care of even the smallest animals. He cares about the birds. He gives them food and places to live.
God made birds because He delights in them. He cares for them because He made them. And God is good, and His goodness is on display every time He feeds them and clothes them with beautiful feathers.
The Bible goes on to say in Matthew 6, verses 31 and 32, to not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat, or where shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all."
And not only does God care for the birds and other animals, He cares for you and me. Jesus is using a word picture to help us understand that God is good to His children.
God does not show goodness because we've earned it or because He owes it to us. God is good because of His love for us. He cares for all He has made. He knows what we need, and He is good to provide for all of His creation at just the right time.
That's right. At just the right time, God sent Jesus to provide for our greatest need, a Savior to rescue us from our sins. Jesus came to earth. He lived a perfect life. He died on a cross for our sins, and He was raised to life on the third day. And one day, Jesus will return, and all those who love and trust Him will be with God forever.
Until then, Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit to be with us and help us be more like Him. Through Him, we too can bear the fruit of goodness and help take care of God's creation. Sometimes God uses His people to care for the needs of others.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it 5 Second Fly-Through Review.
That's right. And our friend Guy is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Guy.
All right. We're going to ask you 5 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
All right, question number one. Which fruit of the Spirit did we learn about today?
Goodness!
Question number two. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, He talks to the people about what animal?
Birds!
Question number three. Who is the helper?
The Holy Spirit.
Question number four. Does God care for His people?
Yes.
Last question. Question number five. Through the Holy Spirit, God's people can show...
Goodness.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, think of a helpful way to care for God's creation. Maybe God will use you at just the right time to provide for someone or something's needs.
Now, let's worship together by singing a song that will help us learn about how God is good.
G-O-O-D, He's always been. G-O-O-D, we'll will forever be. G-O-O-D to you. Forever be G-O-O-D to you. G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D, G-O-O-D is our G-O-D.
God is good.
To God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about today's story, you can turn to Matthew chapter 6 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tbcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.